Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Speed on some other things that are happening because there's too many things going on out there, and we're distracted by this hurricane, and I understand that we should be. So we spent a lot of time on Harvey and all the devastation unleashed. But Senator Dianne Feinstein stunning a San Francisco audience yesterday when she said that if President Trump can learn and change, he could be, quote, a good president. Dianne Feinstein saying Donald Trump could be a good president. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting the longtime liberal senator made the comments during a sold-out Herbst Theater interview. She was on stage with Ellen Tosher, a former San Francisco Bay congresswoman. The paper described the event as a political love fest, pointing out that Feinstein is widely and wildly popular in San Francisco, where she served as mayor for a decade. Toward the end of the evening, Feinstein reportedly shocked the crowd when she declined to say that Trump should be impeached and then told the audience they should be prepared to see Trump complete his four-year term. She might as well just say he might complete two terms. The question is whether he can learn and change. If so, I believe he can be a good president. That's the quote. That's the quote from Dianne Feinstein that has got so many people talking about it today, as you can imagine. And a little shocking. Meanwhile, looking at all the things that are going on on the left, so there's one shocking bit of information for you, all right? There's one thing. It seems that some of the folks are getting a clue about what's going on in America. Some of the folks on the left realizing they don't have a message from the Democratic Party, because at the same time that was going on, Nancy Pelosi, now are you sitting down? Nancy Pelosi condemned attacks by members of Antifa against conservative demonstrators in that violent attack you've probably seen in Berkeley. We've talked about it a bit here, but not in detail, like I said, because most of our time has been spent on Harvey. But now the faces have been released. 13 people arrested, 5 others injured Sunday after more than 100 black-clad hooded protesters. These are not protesters, by the way. These are hooded criminals with masks and ball bats, attacked a peaceful demonstration of people that just said, we want to have a conversation, for the most part. Out in California, a KTVU anchor, I experienced hate firsthand at the Berkeley rally, says Frank Somerville. He wrote a column about it. Works at KTVU. I experienced hate firsthand today. It came from these people dressed in all black at a protest in Berkeley. Ironically, they're all chanting about no hate. Some had shields and gloves. Some had helmets. Some had gas masks. I was watching them and taking it all in. I came there on my own time because I wanted to see things firsthand. I was dressed in shorts and a tank top. At one point, I took out my phone to take a picture, and that's when it all happened. And just to be clear, they were playing for the cameras in front, but I was toward the back, and since there were already so many people taking their picture, I didn't want to create a problem, and I didn't think it would be an issue. I took 2 pictures, and afterward, they started screaming at me. I thought for sure they were going to attack. I was just waiting for it. I wasn't scared, but I stayed calm, even though I thought this may not end well. Here's how the conversation went. As you're reading this, keep in mind they were yelling at me, and their words were filled with venom, anger, hate, and intolerance, not to mention vulgarity. There's just no other way to describe it. I was stunned. Them, hey, no pictures, or we'll take your phone. At that point, I'd already taken the 2 shots. Me in a calm voice, you're on public property. I can take a picture if I want to. Them, oh, so you're a big man with a camera. No, I just want to take a picture and talk with you. Them rushing toward me. We outnumber you. We will take your camera. You're not going to take my camera. You're not going to tell me what to do. Why can't we just have a respectful conversation? And it spun out of control from there. But I want to focus on how stunned this person was. They were yelling at me, and their words were filled with venom, anger, hate, and intolerance. Well, Mr. News Anchor, I'm glad you decided to leave the insulation of your TV studio, Mr. Somerville. I'm glad you decided to go actually do something we like to call reporting and actually see for yourself what's going on out there. It's an important first step. It's an important first step for Nancy Pelosi to realize, gosh, these Antifa anarchists should be condemned right along, just like the president said, should be condemned right along with any members of the neo-Nazi groups or the Klan or any other group that would bring division to our nation. Antifa should be condemned right along with them, just like the president said. By the way, a Florida professor who tweeted that Texas and Texans deserved Harvey for supporting Donald Trump has thankfully been fired. A visiting University of Tampa professor of sociology fired yesterday after he suggested in a tweet that Texans deserved Hurricane Harvey because of their support for Donald Trump in the 2016 election. He got the boot. One guy that's still hanging on, however, a Clemson professor, labeling all Donald Trump supporters and Republicans, all of them, as racist scum. I just want you to think about this when you spend the big money to send your kids to college. Who are you sending them into the classroom with? You might want to consider that. All Republicans, yes, he said. His name is Bart Ninjenberg or something like that. It's a tough spelling. Ninjenberg, maybe. Maybe the K is silent. At any rate, he's a professor at Clemson. All Republicans. Your complacency made this happen. Pick a side, denounce your affiliation, or admit you're a racist. If you voted for Donald Trump, admit you're a racist. And racist scum at that. This is what they're teaching in your classrooms. How's that make you feel? Oh, by the way, in Gone with the Wind, it's being banned. Academy Award-winning best film. First film to have a Black Oscar winner. Back after this.